Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard's lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Rodney. How are y'all doing? I hope everybody's having a great morning. We've got an exciting show for you today. I'm on here with my partner in crime and director of marketing, Bud Nemeth. Bud, are you there, and how are you?
I am here. Can you hear me, Rodney?
I can hear you perfect, sir.
Great. What happened to Tony? What are you doing here?
Well, Tony is traveling back up into the northern states. I was enjoyed a cup of coffee with him last night here in Tennessee. He's down here with his brother in the hospital, and good news, he's doing much better. In fact, Tony's on his way there now. So he's headed back to Ohio, and he's got to spend a couple of days down here, and so he's headed back, and safe travel.
Great. Well, Tony, if you're listening, yes, be safe in your travels. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to share some time with you while you were down in this area, but look forward to spending some time with you soon. Thank you again for all that you do, and I guess enjoy your day off, and we'll just hope that we don't screw it up too bad without you here.
He's actually on the line. I think he's muted out.
Okay.
Well, I'm always, glad to know that I got back up. Thanks so much for your nice, kind words, and you're in good hands with Rodney. We've been talking, and he's all set to go, man. And I'm excited for all the agents that are listening in, as always. But I know you're going to give us a great show today.
Well, Tony, it's just glad to know that you're here if we need you. Thank you so much. I know you're traveling, so be safe. But hopefully, we'll get through it today, and see you back on the air tomorrow.
Sounds like a winner. Enjoy the show, guys.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and get the show started. Now, first thing I would like to do today, we've got, just so you'll know, we have a phenomenal guest today, and he is none other than Mr. Tim Williams, and I will bring him on in just a few minutes. But before that, so right now, for those of you who have heard Tim Williams in the past, you know that you would want to make sure that everyone in your agency gets to hear from this guy directly. So that'll give you we'll give you a couple minutes while I share some additional information with you to make sure that you text out or email out to your agency and tell them, hey, Tim Williams, one of the top producers in our company, is on the radio show today. And if you can log in or call in and listen, then go ahead. And some of you may have questions. If you have questions, then you press 1 on your phone. If you're called in, press 1, and that will put you in the queue. It'll raise your hand. And if we can get to your questions today, we will definitely try to do that. But like I say, go ahead and make sure everyone knows that Tim Williams is going to be on the call, and we're going to pick his brain and find out why he is so successful and what he's doing right. And maybe you guys can pick up some great tips and pointers. And, again, that's what this show is about, helping you be more successful. And we do that many, many ways, from a corporate standpoint, also from a field standpoint. So I want to give a shout-out, if you will, some recognition to some people whose names we keep seeing over and over and over again in our back office. Again, every time a new merchant is signed up, bam, we get a big, you know, bells and whistles go off when we get to that. Our merchant support team goes into action and does everything they can to approve that merchant. And again, without merchants, we don't have customers. So it's very important to enroll merchants, and even more important to get them trained properly. But, you know, the usual names of folks we've had on here as guests, and the names that you hear all the time, the Micah Theard and Dalal Suahim and Mr. Kim Gill and the Jeff Jenkins and Donnie Crisps and Tony Williamson, these people are out doing it right. Again, our 5-5-3 plan says that if you only have five merchants who do $5,000 a month in Iolo sales, and you bring in three agents to your agency and duplicate that through four generations, that's a $9,200 a month commission for you if all those factors are met. So, you know, the regular folks I've named, some of these people have 20, 25, up to 30 merchants and more. But some of the folks that we see over and over again, I want to give a shout-out to, and I'm not only going to say their name, I'm also going to say the state that they're in, because I think it's important to see that this is happening across the country. It's not just in California. It's not just here or just there. It's all over. So first shout-out goes out to Adam Jaffe from Nevada, Warren Anderson from Texas, James March from Florida, Michelle Knights and Leon Green from Delaware, Carrie Cannon from Alabama, Judy McFall from Tennessee, Herb Quant from Kentucky, and James Heldreth from Florida. Folks, these guys are all five and up. They've got at least their five merchants. Some of them have 10, 15. These guys are doing it, and we're seeing their applications come in for their merchants, and they're coming in completely and correctly for the most part. They've got the pictures there, everything they need. And they're getting these merchants set up for success. So congratulations to those whose names I mentioned. If I missed anybody, or if you have agents in your team that are out doing wonderful things, please contact us and let us know. Kind of nominate them to be a guest on the show, and we'll bring these folks on and pick their brains so that we can see if we can pick up any tips or strategies that may help you be more successful in your efforts. So with that said, I want to introduce Mr. Tim Williams. Now, Tim, for those of you who have not heard him before, he's a dynamic speaker. He's a great person. But he's absolutely one of our top agents. I think he's in the top three in agents that he's personally registered into Iolo, with over 25 agents that he's personally brought in and introduced this opportunity to take part in. What that has led to is over 300 people in his organization. In his first four generations, there's over 250 agents in those first four generations, and personally, he's got double digits of merchants that he's personally brought on. But what he's doing is he's building an empire and a dynasty by not just doing one part of the business. He does everything, and he trains. He's a great leader. He trains his agents. He trains his merchants. He does the things that it takes to have success. So anything that you could get your pen and notepads out so that you can take some notes as I introduce Mr. Tim Williams. Good morning, Tim. Are you there?
Good morning, Mr. Bud. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm excited to have you on this show. I really am. I'm even more excited to see what's going on in your organization as it continues to grow in every way, shape, and form. So thank you for taking – I know you're in California. I know it's early for you there. But I also know you've called me at 5 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep. You've lost sleep over Iolo, and we'll talk about that a little later. But if you would, Tim, there's brand new agents. You haven't been on the line as our guest for quite some time, but there's many hundreds of new agents since then. Could you go ahead and share a little bit of your background with us? You know, what were you doing when you were introduced to Iolo, if you'd share that with us?
Well, I've been in business in direct sales for over 20 years, and I have been working, you know, some little businesses on the side that I've had, and worked and talked to a friend of mine, Mark, introduced me to this, and it kind of, as a matter of fact, he just said, watch this, go to this website, and it just made sense to me, and I thought about merchants, and I thought about credit card machines. I said, well, I don't want to sell credit card machines, but when I saw the fact that merchants do need money, and this was that other side of the business, it caught my attention, and that's what made me become a part of Iolo. I just wanted to be a part of the merchant world and the movement of money.
Yeah, that's great. I know your background. I know some of your background. Excuse me. Oh, stop streaming. I know some of your background in the direct sales industry. I know you've been top earners and won awards and done all sorts of things. And what were you doing specifically in terms of income when you were introduced to Iolo?
Well, the beautiful part from my direct sales success 20 years ago, I bought 20 properties and I get a chance to kind of manage those. So those kind of take care of my retirement, if you will. And so I basically could kind of meander. I have a cell phone, you know, business that I've been working with for a while and doing some other things like that. But nothing really caught my appetite as far as another marketing company that I was looking at. But I've been looking and searching. I'd even have something that kind of went away a little bit. So I was looking for something to sink my teeth in that could be passive or residual or however you want. I want to get paid sometimes when I'm asleep or when I'm not working. So I'm willing to do the work now. Paid over and over. I'm just used to residual or passive income. I don't want to always work for the money. I don't mind working hard for it, but it has to pay me when I slow down as well sometimes.
That's awesome. And I know you said you were approached by Mark. I know Mark's a great guy and a great leader too, but as simple as that, he just contacted you. I kind of want to find out how you were approached so that some other agents may, you know, it may ring a bell and they can go approach some folks that way. I mean, again, with your success, I'm sure that you get tons of invitations to take a look at other businesses. But what was it that Mark said to you that made you take out the time of your schedule to go to that website, or was it just because of the credibility that Mark had with you?
It was a little bit of both because, number one, Mark had said, so many people have come at me with lotions and potions and skin this, and I just didn't want to have a product-based type of business. But he said, man, take a look at it. You might be interested. No pressure. Just look at it and tell me what you think. Well, I didn't even talk to him again. As a matter of fact, I didn't even tell him. I just went and signed up once I saw it, saw the videos. I said, this just makes sense. And I'm kind of glad I caught it in its infancy because it's something that I can grow with. I see Iolo as an evolving business, and the more I get out there, the more I learn about where this niche is definitely a niche, and it works with several other products that's out there right now.
Okay, super. And again, folks, for those of you that are new, and a lot of agents have come aboard this way, you understand, and hopefully you can pick up some tips from this, it's not a high-pressure situation. We're not trying. If you decide that you want to build an agency, and again, you never have to with this comp plan and this company, and that's what's so unique about it, and that's why we are not a traditional networking or MLM company, but also there's no cost. We have nothing to sell. I could go on. But, again, just simply inviting someone to take a look at it, identifying a professional. Mark, I know Mark's strategy, and he only talks to professional salespeople, people he believes could be successful, people that he knows handle themselves morally, ethically, honestly, and have a track record of success in sales. So that's how he was identified, and you may know some folks like that. And understand, when Mark approached him, it wasn't, hey, I got this great deal, you got to take a look at this. It was, hey, here's something that might interest you. I can't promise you anything. You may not like it, but I believe that it would be worth your time to take a look at it. And he probably sent him to bestpay.info. Now, again, you all know the Iolo Merchant website is phenomenal and it looks great. We will be having new websites come out, including your prospecting website. But that's what I do. I send people to bestpay.info. It's a generic site. It just walks them down the path of this concept. And then there's no place that they can sign up, so they have to get back to the person that sent them to that site. Your agent replicated website also has that same similar information. It's just not in that smooth path right now. But again, we are in our infancy, like Tim said, and we will have new and amazing sites and tools available for you. But right now, that has put nearly 1,000 people into this business just doing it using that tool there. So, and again, you say, and I know you're approached all the time, and you say the reason you took a position with Iolo is because of, you know, no products. Also, I know not that it matters to you because I'm sure you could afford it, but there's no cost. There's nothing to sell anybody. It's simply going out and putting yourself in between the transactions that there's millions of business owners in this country, and they have millions and millions of customers, and now Iolo gives Tim and myself and everybody else a chance to participate in this amazing income stream out there. So thank you for that. Let me ask you this, because, again, you have you're setting the I love the way you do. You lead by example, and you're setting the example by going out and acquiring merchants. What has been your key to success in acquiring merchants, Tim? Because, again, the bottom line is, until we get customers, no one gets paid, but we got to have merchants to market our program before we can get customers. So what is it that you're doing that's helping you be so successful across the board? You have merchants in everything, wheels and tires, furniture, jewelry, electronics. What is it that you're doing or saying that's making you successful?
Well, one thing is I go by when I'm in the neighborhood and I stop by or I call. If I find out that a merchant is not spending like in wheels and tires, this one guy, he just keeps making excuses. Well, I can't spend all my time there. And I ask for referrals, especially if you don't give me any referrals, I'm gone. I have three appointments today to go train. I promise you I'm going to leave with at least 3 to 5 referrals of people that I can go and sign, so I can sign up another 3 to 5 next week. No ifs, ands, and buts, all three of them. And if I don't get referrals, then it becomes hard. So initially, I'll either call, introduce myself, and say, look, I'm stopping by. And if I'm already by there, I'll walk in and talk to people and find out what they have. The better thing I'm doing is those that have some type of financing or funding or some type of program like ours are very important. But I'm finding out that those that have finance and those that have rent-to-own, they're two different things. And sometimes I've seen people combined. They might get partially financed for one thing. That's a finance thing. But we can still pick up the sale, and the product belongs to us. And I'm learning that I've seen it happen. And so I'm just learning every day as I go out there, and I'm excited to go out to my jewelry guy today. But he's inside of a mall where there's at least 50 other jewelers inside there. And he's trying to hide it, but he wants to put our posters up. So I'm trying to see how that's going to work out. But I'm going to get him trained today, so it should be interesting.
Well, that's very interesting you said that about posters. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit towards the end of the show. But let me ask you this, because there's so many agents out there who are brand new and who haven't got out in the field yet. They're educating themselves. Hopefully they're going through their new agent checklist and getting up to speed. How important do you think that is, that you actually get up to speed so you know what you're talking about when you go in and approach these merchants?
Well, before I did anything, the first week and a half, I didn't approach anybody. I wanted to know what I was doing, what I was talking about. And so that first week or so, I kind of like bugged you really bad. I mean, I thought I was your worst nightmare. But once I fell abreast after about a week or so, then I didn't need to bug you near as much. I go out and I start talking, stumbling and bumbling. I would recommend going into areas that you don't know first, so when you make your mistakes in the beginning, because you can make a mistake with some pretty good people, and you don't want to mess that up. So learn there as much as you can. But what you guys have now, as compared to just 2 months ago, those steps are simple. And if do yourself a favor, just go through it. Spend a couple hours, spend a couple of days, then start going out. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's important. And, yeah, we did spend a lot of time, and you didn't bug me at all. I enjoyed it. We made the decision to open up. We made the can you hear me?
I hear you now. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Rodney, can you hear me? You said to press 1. Do I need to press 1?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so again, yeah, you didn't bug me at all, and again, we made that decision to open up the agency side of it probably a little early. We were going to wait until we had everything created, but there was so much excitement. There continues to be so much excitement. People want to get involved in this, so we made that decision. So, yes, it was. You are the pioneer. You were taking some of the arrows. It is a lot simpler today, and the exciting part, Tim, is it's going to get a lot simpler in the future as we continue to get the feedback from the agents in the field that are out in the trenches, and again, your feedback and input has been
invaluable in creating the path that so many people already have today. But that's exciting. Now, when you go in, this is important, when you make that phone call or when you go in initially to the merchant, what is it that you say? How do you break the ice? Because so many people want to go in, they just don't know what to say. So what do you do? What do you say to those folks?
Try to look professional but as normal as possible. And I go in, I look at whoever I'm talking to. It doesn't matter. I said, who's the boss? You know, everybody wants to be the boss. And I just, who's the boss? And I start acting like the store is mine and like I'm their friend and who's the boss? And they start spilling their gut, da-da-da-da-da. Whoever the boss is, then I can get the owner or whoever else I want to get to, whoever it is. If it's the secretary and she thinks she's the boss, she's going to tell me what I want to know. So I just want to find out who the makers are. So I just walk in and say, who the boss is. Who's the boss? I don't want to tell you nothing. I just need to talk to the boss. And we start the conversation. I start asking questions because I'm a salesman that asks questions. I don't need to sell. I need to find out from you who you are, what your business does. And once I know that, I've even had people that have our competition in there, two or three people, and they still end up talking to me. And if they use me, great. I just want to be number one or number two that you can at least give me a shot. And that's what's working out for me. Who's the boss? And it works out. Because sometimes people won't tell you who the boss is or who the owner is. They try to lie. So people like saying, I'm the boss or I'm in charge. So that works out well for me.
Okay, super. And when you do get the boss in front of you, give me your opening line.
I say, I noticed that all you got to do is look around. I mean, if you see no credit check, no this, no that, I say, obviously you're using it. How do you like the funding source you're using? Oh, I like them. Oh, I don't use them. I just use it because the flyer's up here. Well, who are you using now? Or blah, blah, blah. And I start asking, well, what do you like about them? What don't you like about them? Well, they do this and they take this time. They don't give me enough money. I'm finding out. I said, look, here's what we're doing. At my last-ditch effort, if they have a lot of referrals, I'll use as bait at the end the fact that they could get 2% for their buddies that own stores like them, and their ears always perk up. And as we evolve, that's going to even become bigger and bigger and better. But that usually keeps the attention because none of the other companies can offer a bonus on their friend stores. Over and over and over. That piece is not there. So as a business owner, I always catch their attention with being able to say that. I have a few to sign up, but it still caught their attention. I can always have the door open as we continue to evolve.
Man, that's great, Tim. That's great advice. I hope you all were taking notes. He actually lets the merchant sell themselves. He finds out what their hot points are and then addresses it and gears his conversation towards those hot points. If they're thrilled with what they have, find out why. And then, talk to them about another option, just like they offer Visa and MasterCard. Why not offer that and this? Do you get every one of your customers approved? If not, hey, maybe we can help. Again, get your foot in the door. That's incredible information, Tim. All right, let's move on from the merchant. Now, I know you're going out today to train your merchants, so again, it's not just about acquiring them, it's about getting them trained and comfortable so that they will use us first or second. And again, Tim, I'm probably sure when you're out training your merchants, you're not running into other competitors' sales reps that are spending time at the store training each individual associate. So, folks, that relationship, the business model that we have, they will look at Tim as a business partner, as a mentor, as a coach, as an employee trainer to increase their business, and they don't have to pay him. So that's why our business model works so well. Now, but let's move on to the second part. Now, while I mentioned this at the beginning, nobody has to build an agency. If you just want to come in and gather merchants and go out and sign up 100 merchants, you're welcome to do that, and you're going to get 2% of all those total IOLO transactions every month forever. But there are some people who want to come in and also build their own agency because they're great at teaching and training other people to duplicate their efforts. And again, folks, you can go out and work 168 hours a week, but you cannot work 1 minute over that because there's only 168 hours in the week. So if you're earning money every hour of every day of the week, that's great. But wouldn't you, like J. Paul Getty said, have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of your own efforts, because you're always going to have a limit personally. But in Iolo, there is no limit. There's no limit to the number of merchants, but there's also an opportunity to build your own agency, and there's no limit to how big you can build that agency. So, Tim, with you having 25 personally registered agents direct to you that you are working with and training and teaching to go out and duplicate, what do you attribute your success to in building such a large and productive agency? Because it's not just the people you personally bring in, they're also doing the same thing. So whatever you're doing is working tremendously. Share with those on the phone and on the radio show that want to build an agency as well. What is it that you're doing to be so successful in that area?
Well, first of all, first thing, I'm trying to conjure up conversations about what are they doing now about part-time income or supplemental, and trying to find out if somebody's looking. And if they are, just kind of like Mark did me, the video does all the talk, and if they want to join, fine. And then up to, 25, less than half, I'd say about six or seven are really actually doing anything. And that's basically where your growth is. And so you have to go through numbers to find a few people that will go out and do something and get a chance to work. So that's what I'm doing. And I know that it's a numbers game, but I still talk to people who I know can do it. But sometimes the timing is just off for people. So I understand that aspect of it, and I just continue to talk. And when you find a few people that want this, and again, I would warn anybody, no matter how difficult it may seem right now, I would stick around Iolo, because it's definitely a business that is evolving. And with evolution comes wealth, as long as we keep doing our part and the company keeps on doing a great job like they are.
You know, you pointed out a couple of great things there. Timing is everything. If we all had a crystal ball and predict what people would and wouldn't do, if I knew that I was going to bring in this person and they would never do anything, why waste your time bringing them in? But here's something I want to point out, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I hope he's listening. It's about timing in your life. Even though you may see this and say, that's great, I'm in, but you just have to clear away some things. There's several people that come to mind. Leon Hubby is one of those folks who, when he saw this, he's like, this is incredible. Unfortunately, I'm running two other companies right now. I'm traveling around the country, but I want in. Well, now he's cleared away his schedule so he can do this pretty much on a full-time basis, and now it's having outstanding results. Another gentleman that I met personally through this business when he came to corporate to visit, his name is Steve Koistenin from California, and Steve for months was there but really didn't do a lot, but I'm assuming that the timing is right in his life, because, Tim, in the last 7 days, Steve has put in 15 personally registered agents, where in the first couple of months he didn't do anything. So I am assuming that is a timing issue, and I'm going to hopefully talk to Steve here in the next day or two just to congratulate him, find out what he's doing. Maybe we'll get him on the show here soon too. But again, it's about timing. And here's the neat part. It only takes a few. If you find five, again, we're looking, if we do the three, if we do go through the 5-5-3 plan, five merchants, 5,000, three agents, and duplicate that, I mean, it might take 30 people that you personally bring in to find those three Tim Williams that you have. But again, trust me, even one of those would be worth it and could change your life forever. So you never know what's going to happen with people. You just got to give them the opportunity. Again, there's no cost to become an agent, so it doesn't really, they have no skin in the game there. But as you continue to work, and if you're doing the right things and leading your teams, and Tim, I know you have team meetings and conference calls and an email blast and text blast that you send out to folks and keep them plugged into what's going on. When they see enough and hear enough, it might just trigger that, I got to do something and get my butt to work. But again, like you say, you're letting the tools do the work, even though they may be archaic and not the best. I mean, the best pay.info site, the video there that explains our business model and how it works, it really attracts people to this company, because it is such a unique company and such a unique business proposition for so many people. So, Tim, thank you so much. Let me ask you this. We'll wrap up the your questions with this. I know you have been with us for months, and you're one of the veterans, and that's funny because we're such a young company, but you are one of the veterans. You are one of the pioneers. You are one that has experienced some of our growing pains with us, but yet you continue to be out there. And why is it that you work as hard today as you do, especially with the team that you have built? Literally, if you never did anything else again, your team could probably, you know, help you have that passive income for life. Because you have built such a big organization. But what is it that keeps you up every morning, gets you up every morning, gets you out in the field, and gets you working Iolo? What are you so excited about with Iolo right now and what you see with Iolo in the future?
There's two things that keep me pushing and forward in what Iolo means. Number one is the fact that last month I saw my first check from Iolo that this system works. But the fact that money came, when I got my first check from a company I made millions of dollars with, it was a $6 check that got me excited. Well, mine was way bigger than that. That let me know.
That proves that it works, right?
It works. Number two is the fact that merchants are valuable because they're going to bring you they're going to be the pioneers to open your business up, because I will never leave without asking, who is your merchant? Because merchant reps or credit card reps are people looking for entry level to get in the store, and Iolo is a perfect appetizer, if you will, to get them in the door. So I'm asking, who is your merchant? Who is your Visa rep? And if I get a couple of those people, I believe, because they're out every day like we are, and I think that's going to make a difference, and they don't mind telling you this information and giving you a phone number. So that's why I'm excited.
What a great tip. Man, I hope you got that, folks. We have a lot of agents right now in our company who are out in the merchant processing business, where they're selling the credit card processing machines and stuff to businesses, and they are out there in the field every day. And what a great tip, Tim. I'd never even thought of that. Ask your merchant who their rep is for their credit card processing, and then introduce them to Iolo. And let me tell you, if it's like everybody else who's in that business, they're going to love Iolo that is, you know, working with us already. That's a great tip. Tim, again, I just want to congratulate you on building, you know, I mean, just what you've done in a matter of months. I can't imagine what the next year or 2 years hold for you. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share some time with you at Iolobration and present you some big, huge checks. I'm really excited about that. But I know you're not as excited about you getting the checks as you are about uplifting your team members and helping them get that check. And I think that's what makes you such a great leader, is you do want everybody to be successful, and you make yourself available, and you set the example every day, and you just provide a path for them to follow by just doing what you do. So thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your experiences with us. We appreciate it. We love you, man. Okay, I am going to end the show today with an announcement. I have been working all morning to complete this, and it looks like within the next hour, and again, our policy here at corporate is we don't want to announce anything until it's done. But because we are ready to push the button, I'm going to make a couple of announcements. Later today, we are going to order our brand new sales materials, our POS materials, and I have been told that they should be to our corporate office in less than 10 days, and that means as soon as they're there, we're going to turn around and send those out to the merchants. We are going to initially send out the kits, the merchant kits, to all the merchants that are in right now that have not got their kits. We are going to ship those out. And then there's some other news for you. In the meantime, I know some people have been asking for this, so we're trying to make this happen today. I have the poster. We just have to put it in a right format. We do have in your back office under resources, under marketing materials, we do have the poster and the table tents. If you want to get those, if you have an electronics store and you want to go and take those files down to your local office supply store, FedEx, Kinko's, whatever, and get those printed out. You can do that yourself. You can go supply your merchants with some materials, but one of the challenges is it says get your device today, and that doesn't make sense when it comes to wheels and tires and jewelry and furniture and bedding. We know that. So thank you. I want to thank Mr. Matt Johnson for making this happen. Matt has went in and changed the poster, and we have it so it's generic now. So we will have a poster in our back office later today that if you want to print those out, and I'm going to call this a temporary poster because you're not going to need it or want it once our new materials come out. So we will post that later today if you want to get a poster printed because, again, if it takes 10 days to get our materials, it's going to take another, you know, 3 to 5 days to get out to the store. So you're looking at a couple of weeks. For those of you that don't want to wait that and want to give them, you know, give yourself another reason to go back and visit the store and, you know, get them some posters done, that's fine. We are trying to get that poster. I'm going to try to make it available so it's in a couple of sizes. So if you want to get it printed out in 8.5 by 11 and put it in an acrylic, that's tough to say, in an acrylic holder, a stand on the counter, kind of to replace the table tent, but it's a full size sheet. But I'm gonna ask you, please make sure you get these printed professionally. Do not try to print them on your home computer with choppy ink or black or white or just regular paper. Get them done professionally at an office supply place. Again, if you've got 10 merchants, you only need 10 or 20 of these things printed up. It's not going to be real expensive. But if we can make that available so you can get them in a table tent, I mean, an 8.5 by 11 size will do that. If not, it'll be a little bit more expensive to get those posters made. But, again, if you're only doing a handful, that should be fine. And, again, it's just temporary, so we'll leave that up to you, but we will make that available. The other exciting news is, Tim, you mentioned, is we are going to have a website available very soon where you can go purchase premium point-of-sale materials if you choose. Your merchants, we have merchants that are requesting, hey, can I buy some posters? Can I buy some banners? Can I buy other? We're going to make this available to you. Now, let me just address this real quick. Some people say, well, the other companies provide that for free for their businesses. Yes, they do, but they don't pay their agents like we do. So, again, there's no cost for you to be an agent, and your merchants right now do get a basic kit for free, but I'm going to suggest, I know I'm going, for my merchants, I'm going to purchase posters, retractable banners, or whatever I can get, including there's going to be door stickers now and everything. So you're going to love the website. We will have a ton of tools available for you to help market your business and help your agent, your merchants, market Iolo to their customers. So all that stuff is coming. We're working on it diligently, continually behind the scenes, and I cannot wait till I tell you the day that it is available. Now, we're probably going to launch the website initially with, you know, basic materials on it, and then you can go, and then we'll just add it as we go. We're not going to wait until everything is ready to launch that. But be looking for those announcements. Everything's moving forward. I'm really excited about everything that's going on, but the thing that makes me the most happy, and I know Rodney and Alan and Tony and everyone else too, and Nelson, is to hear stories like the one we heard today from Tim Williams. So, folks, we want your story to be on here next. We want you to share your tips and strategies with everyone else in the field to see if that can't help them a little bit. So, folks, if you are having success out in the field, or if you have agents in your organization that are and you think their experience and their story would be valuable to others, please contact us, and we will go ahead and get them scheduled to be a guest on the show. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. Friday the 13th, tomorrow on Iolo Radio. Rodney, take it away.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon. Thank you.